First thing I'm going to do this morning is give you a prophecy that was given me after about 55 minutes of praying in tongues this morning for this service. It's a prophecy, but I want you to listen to it because it has to do with your protection during these times. My secretary, when I told her to type it out, she wanted to make sure that she had it right, because at the beginning, you had to really listen to understand what it's saying. It is a formula. It is a format. It is not a flow. My spirit operates through flows. Formula, format, flow. Okay. You have to follow my spirit, or you will not know where to go at any given moment. Formulas can't take you there. It is the following of my flow at all time. Most of the time, you're functioning and not following. You heard that? Okay. You see, I will make turns in the spirit that only faith can follow. Who got that? You see what he's saying to us? Sometimes it's out the routine. I've noted that over the years. He'll make a turn, and you can't worry about what anybody going to say. You have to turn with him. He's trying to take you somewhere you have not been before. Now, this is where it's really going to get on some people's nerve, because they don't understand this. But I'm called to be an apostle of finances to the body of Christ at large, not the one who don't accept it up to them. Even let your money follow my instruction. What? If you're not a tither, your money is off track. It is time to get your financial outcome from under the world system and put it under the spirit of my word. Saying a whole lot there now. Y'all listening? See to this by faith, for all things are yours. What? You know the Lord saying? Everything you desire is already yours. Just follow my instruction. Don't worry about what nobody else is saying. Just follow my instruction and you will arrive. Jesus Christ. Now, this is very careful to listen to this. This is the last part of this prophecy. Stop wasting your time praying to me about your finances if you will not hear my voice on tithes and offering, giving, sowing, and how to receive. Let me read this to you again, this part. Stop wasting your time praying to me about your finances if you will not hear my voice on tithe and offering, giving, sowing, and how to receive. Everybody, somebody say amen to that. All right. I'm going to minister to you today tithing demonstrations of wealth cometh to the tithers. You may be seated. Tithing demonstrations of wealth cometh to tithers. Notice I did not say to the body of Christ. Very important, to tithers. Why are you teaching us this now? because everything going AWOL in the world system economy. So I have a worksheet that the Lord gave me before giving the introduction to this message. I just wanted to let you know where we're going. Tithing demonstrations, plural, of wealth cometh to tithers. In other words, whoever not a tither not going to get this. And that's why the enemy is trying to stir up things about tithing, because tithing is over all wealth, all prosperity, all abundance, all increase, all overflow, all breakthrough. Tithing is over that in your financial world. You'll never get there without tithing. Now, here's a worksheet. I want you to work this, because it's a transferring anointing and power coming on God's people now, that they got to be able to be in position to receive it. Are you fearful of tithing? Thinking you're not going to make it? Turn to Mark chapter 10. Are you fearful of tithing? Thinking you're not going to make it because you give God that 10%? In Mark 10, 27, this boy talked about how much he loved God and he kept the commandment, what do you do? And so Jesus said, let me test you. In Mark 10, 21, we'll get to 27. It's the rich young ruler. He talk about, you read that Mark, he talk about how much he loved God. If you not a tither, you don't love God. Why? You don't trust him. How you going to love me and don't trust me? How my wife going to love me and don't trust me? I leave to go to the store, I go somewhere else. So Jesus said, let's go to it. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, notice he loved him.
Right.
And said to him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. Now, if you notice, that man said a lot of accolades to Jesus, how much he loved him. But Jesus said, no, let's go to the money test. Look at the next verse. Go to the 22nd verse. And he was sad. How many of y'all got sad when I started talking about tithing? He was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Go on to the next verse. I want you to see this. And Jesus looked around about and said unto the disciples, how hard is it that they have riches enter into the kingdom of God? In other words, putting things ahead of me. The riches is not the problem, but it's the position of the riches. Go to the next verse. Come on, listen. We'll get there. And the disciple was astonished at his word, but Jesus, and reading the disciple was astonished because they were rich. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, you say, oh, that rich young ruler, if you're not a tither, you just lack it. You trusting that little Mickey Mouse check you getting. Instead of following God's instruction, you trying to save 10%. You're supposed to be sowing 10%. Y'all want me to preach in yet anymore? All right. Go to the next verse. It's easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Rich in his own allotments. He don't mind you being rich, but your riches need to be rich in God. Not in your own assessment and adjustment. Go ahead to the next verse. Oh my. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And then it answered in the 27th verse. And Jesus looked upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, I can't hear y'all. All things are possible. Now, I want you to think along your finances now, because this is an area that the body of Christ don't know much about, just like they don't know much about health. They don't know a whole lot about wealth because they have let the world draw some demarcation line they can't cross. And you, and when you're following God, you got to be always crossing line. God, take across what man's system set up, all right? Tithing is the key revelation of the seed effect on heaven. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Tithing, now I haven't got them up. This is the worksheet here. Tithing is the key revelation of the seed effect on heaven. In other words, your seed don't have much effect on heaven if it don't come under a tithing covering. Somebody in your body get rich. Just, all you got to do is listen. Philippians 4:19. Not talking about a seed, but look what it says. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That verse will not work without Malachi 3:10. Tithe and take the curse off of your money. Now, listen to this very carefully. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Not condemning you, but aiming to convince you, bringing you under real conviction that tithing is the supreme will of God for his children for their financial protection.
Yes, sir.
For a time like this.
Yes, sir.
For, oh, my goodness. Come on. For that, it's not, tithing is not fundraising. And see, Marcus, that's one of the things that have tricked the church, because a lot of pastors are fundraisers. And so they put tithing out there as a whore. And tithing been raped in the body of Christ. And therefore, the body of Christ have not seen the results. Even those who are tithing are not seeing the result they should see. Because the revelation is not clear. My assignment is to give you the revelation that this is not a fundraiser. We're not trying to support the church per se, to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. That's his work. That his work can go freely without thinking about money. And that's the way this ministry operates. I never have to think about money. I just do what I got to do. Go away, tell me go. When I would jet take off. I don't know how much fuel costs a gallon. I don't know how much they put in there. I don't know how much no trip costs or nothing. I don't want to know. I don't need to know.
Amen.
God got it. Fill it up and take off. I just spoke to your life. What? Fill it up and take off. Don't look at the meter. Don't look at the number. Don't look at the price. Just fill it up and take off. That's the kind of life God has designed for you to live. Oh, somebody ought to get that, man. Fill it up, take off. Where's Junior and Montreal? Go find your brothers. They need to be in here while I'm preaching. They're my successors. They got to be in here. Sure, bless somebody. Fill it up and take off. See. Who who like that? Who like that? Y'all human being, you're like, you can stand up there and sit around like you don't like it. You like it, you just don't want, tread it up and take off. Sit down, I want you to look at something. In Luke 6:38, is covered by tithing.
Yes, sir. Yes,
it is. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give you out of their bosom. So you cannot try to claim Luke 6:38 without being a tither. See, tithing is not a law. Tithing is a revelation. Abraham, by revelation, showed us the power of tithing in the 14th chapter of Genesis. Tithing is a grace from the love of God. Now I want you to turn to Hebrews 11:6. Just sit there a minute. I'm going to say something to you. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. I think before I make the statement, I'm going to read this verse, because it make the revelation more clear. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. It's cooling off a little bit. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek money. How do? Call. I want you to hear. I want you to hear this now. Because if you're not a tither, you're a seeker of a car. Because you held a tithe back to buy the car you wanted. You held it back to get the kind of house you want. And the house you got, you didn't want it, you just got it. It's not the one you really wanted. Because he'd have told you a bigger, he'd have give you a bigger vision if you'd have followed what he told you to do. I'm shopping out because I'm preaching good. I'm so glad I'm not afraid of you. Now, based on Hebrews 11:6, you listening? The enemy don't want you to know what you're missing. Look at Hebrews 11:6 again. He don't want you to know what you're missing. See, when you seek to follow God completely, there will be nothing missing in your life. I pray that the Holy Spirit will address this in your life. Tithing faith cometh to the body of Christ now. Tithing faith. You have to have faith to tithe. Turn to Romans 10:17. Man, my God. Oh, God, give me two sermons in one. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, by teaching you this, it will make you look again, am I really a tither? You might be tithing in money, but not tithing in your heart. Not fully understanding what God really wants you to holler. Watch this, holler for him while you're down here. Here's another thing now. Are you a fake tither? F-A-K-E. Are you tithing in fear? Are you a fake, fearful tither? Are you a grumbler when you give your tithe? Are you a fake tither? Are you tithing in fear? Y'all heard that?
Yes.
Chant it today by revelation. Into being a faithful tither. So you move from a fake tither and move from a fearful tither into a faithful tither. Turn to Deuteronomy 7:9. Trusting in the faithfulness of God. I'm going to have plenty of money when everybody say everybody broke. Touched my anointing. I see on internet them rich multi-billionaire talking about the poor going down. I'm talking about the middle class going to be wiped out. Who middle class? Man, you just got money. I got God. All right, the ones who wouldn't go with me up to now, you're going to go with me now. I bet the one who was sitting there and said, oh, I don't know. I don't, I come here. You talking about the money. It's your time to live in wealth. Riches, prosperity, abundance, and increase. You heard that? You heard that? It is your time. It is time for you to live in wealth, riches, prosperity, abundance, and increase. You got your shouting clothes on? Turn to Psalm 115, verse 9. Psalm 115, verse 9. Oh, Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Go to the next verse. Watch it. Oh, house of Aaron. Oh, word of life. Oh, Darrow. Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Go to the next verse. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Go to the next verse. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the house of a tithe. He will bless them. Look at verse 13. That fear the Lord, both small and great. I haven't gotten to the voice I want to get to yet. Go to the next verse. There it is. I want y'all to read this one. Read. Come on, read that. Woo. Go to the next verse. You are the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Are you hearing me? Go to the next verse, verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. This earth belongs to me. Nobody gonna tell me how I'm gonna come out. God already have took me out. I'm out of this system. I'm operating in another system more powerful than this system. Now sit down. Let me give you my introduction. Hallelujah. See, tithing, we're not talking about a money, we're talking about a position. Some of y'all are not tithing. Because you train wrong and you think you're saving God. There's God trying to save you. Now, I don't know how long it took me, but you got to stay faithful when you start tithing. Y'all know I'm rich. Tithing made me rich. Y'all ain't made me rich. Tithing made me rich. On purpose. I cannot teach this message broke. You understand that? I'm trying to be an example for you. I don't have nothing to be showing off about. Sometimes I don't know where my left shoe is. See? Tithing demonstration, you wrote that down? Of wealth cometh to tithers. Notice I didn't say to the body of Christ. Because it's not automatic. But listen to this. There is a remnant of people in the body of Christ that understand tithing. Now listen to what my assignment is to you this morning. If you're not in that remnant. I am appointed by God to teach you how to have inner demonstrations of your tithe based on His word. So your inner demonstration starts out this morning. Your mind will not be able to even entertain lack anymore. Or I can't have. Or limitation. Or that costs too much. Or that's too good for me to have. I'm a seller for this. Your settling days are over. Your father is rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And he wants you to handle it for him while you're down here on earth. To let men know there's only one God. And he's above all God. He's looking for somebody to use. God is not looking for somebody to abuse. He's looking for somebody to use. Why don't you let him use you? His words are clear on this. His words are clear. So today, the demonstrations of tithing begins on the inside of you. You haven't seen no manifestation yet. You haven't seen no outside demonstration, but keep working with that inside demonstration, and the other one got to come. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be next month. But finally, you're going to find yourself out of debt, all you need bet, and your retirement taken care of. You become too rich to retire. Don't do nothing stupid, but I hear words here. That job you don't like, you're going to walk off it sooner than you think. You don't have to be 65 to quit. But you got to be in the room now. Don't do nothing stupid. Don't do nothing stupid. Come and ask me for nothing. I ain't getting you nothing but your stupid self. You better listen to the Lord. But I'm just trying to tell you how this thing works. God wants you in misery the rest of your life. They're not giving you the promotion you should have. Tithe and wipe all the black off of you. And you don't come up white, you come up green. manifestation and demonstration will begin to happen for everyone, everybody to see. Oh, come on, son. When you begin to see tithing and see the demonstration of tithing on the inside of you, then demonstration, that's $1,000. Then demonstration, oh my God, will begin to happen for everybody to see. Y'all, see, y'all church folks, y'all don't want to hear me. No. God want to show him. God want to show his goodness. God want to show himself strong in your life on the outside, not just the inside. Wow! Not just the inside. God want to show himself strong on the outside of your life, that somebody bigger than you taking care of you. I said, God just don't want to show himself strong on the inside. God want to show himself strong on the outside of your life with manifestation and demonstration that his hands are on you. Tell somebody, God's hands on me. In demonstration. In manifestation. To his glory. Somebody's not seeing what I'm saying yet. I'm trying to bring you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Try to bring you somewhere. It's a $500. Try to bring you somewhere. Huh? Tithe. Come on, son. Tithing. Say tithing.
Tithing.
Fill it up and take off. Must. Fill it up and take it off. $500. Fill it up and take it off. Tithing must get on the inside of you before it get in your purse. Don't even tithe if you don't get the revelation, because you're not going to get no result. That's I almost say millions of people in the body of Christ been tithing, but they're not living off the result because they don't have a revelation. They think they're pleasing the church or pleasing the preacher by giving their tithe. No, you're obeying God so God can do something for you out of the ordinary. I declare money miracles are coming to the body of Christ who knows how to tithe. Money, you hear me? I said money, you heard me? Money miracles are coming to God's children who know how to tithe. I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they criticize. I don't care what they say about me. I know my assignment. Money miracles are on the way to those who hear in this revelation. As my daughter said to me the other day, my business is off the hook. That means money off the hook too.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Write this down. Sit down. You ready for the manifestation?
Yes, sir.
Manifestation is plural.
Yes, sir.
You ready for the demonstration?
Yes, sir.
Demonstration is plural. When the manifestation and the demonstration start coming through you, then many of God's children are going to start tithing. Some of them not going to tithe till they see a tither. And I want you to get this because it's very, very important. Tithing is a revelation, not a law. In Genesis 14, 18 through 20, Abraham was a rich, rich man. A matter of fact, it's revealed in Genesis 13, 2. Say, Abraham was very rich with silver, cattle, and gold. But he was a tither. He brought the revelation of tithing to us. Come on, son. Tithing, I don't want you to miss this now. I'm about to tell you something. I don't want you to miss this. It's a $1,000 check I received. I don't want you to miss this. Don't y'all get worried about them. They're doing what they're supposed to do. I bet you check that bank account. That boy right there. You check his account out. They ain't gonna let you go in there, but I mean, you can check it out. Come on, son. I'm about to say something big now. I want you to get it. $1,000 check. About to say something big. I want you to get this. Tithing is not superficial, but is a supernatural door of deliverance. Did you hear it? The tithe, what I said?
The tithe
runs the whole financial system of God.
Wow.
Tithing is not regular, it's not routine, but it is divine revelation. Ooh, let's deal with it now. Turn to Malachi, last book in the Old Testament. Make a statement before I read it. I feel the presence of God in here.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know I got some tired of duckers up in here and online. Y'all ducking. You stop ducking. Stop ducking, tithing. I'm able to do this ministry like I do because I got so many people backing me up. Come on, son. Backing me up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a young man with $100. Isn't that something? Some of y'all ain't never walk with $100. Never walk in your life with $100. Y'all, these young men didn't set this young man up here with $100. And you 85 years young and never walk with $100. I think it's Leroy Jr. talking about this generation, the generation that is coming up, they really need to hear this type of preaching. Let's deal with tithing and not seeing results. Now watch my next statement, because I got tithing and you're not seeing the result that should be seen. You must tithe by revelation with expectation. Ooh, y'all, come on, son. You must tithe with revelation. It's a $100 check. With expectation. Don't just put your money in that bucket, girl.
Come on.
Then it got to be the right bucket, too.
Come on.
But you got to tithe by revelation with what? Some of y'all didn't say nothing. You tithe by, you ain't gonna get nothing either. You got to tithe by revelation and what? I heard it wasn't too loud over here. I didn't hear nothing. Tithe by what I mean by revelation, what I'm doing this morning, I'm opening it up for you. I've made a statement that I read in no book. Tithe is over all wealth, all prosperity, all abundance, and all increase. And if you're not a tither, you praying about your finances are in vain. Ooh, Jesus. Not this, I'm praying about this. Lord, help me pay this. Lord, help my son. If you don't come through, I'm not going to make it. But your praying is in vain because you have violated the financial law or the financial grace or the financial revelation of the whole system by not tithing. Y'all quieter than the people online. See, what I'm so happy about, I'm not preaching about money. I'm preaching about obeying God, and the money will keep on coming. Now, anybody in here, if you're not wise enough, I want to use another word, but I'm going to use wise. If you're not wise enough to know you need some money, I'll tell you something happened to me that the average Christian not going to be able to accept. Every morning when I wake up, God has something to say to me. He says something to me before I say something to him. Right. And that's for me what he wants me to pray about. And I can't remember that scripture, Leroy, in one of the translations, it almost said like that. But I woke up one morning and the Lord said, money make the world go round. You imagine God telling me that spiritually? Money make the world go round. You see a new car you want, go there and start praying. Ride in the car, let them take you for a test drive, and then when they finish it, ta-ta-da-la-ba-ba-tu-ka-ta-da-ta-ta. I want this car, ta-ta-da-ba-shu-ta. You ain't gonna get it. This world system runs on money. You in this world, but you're not of the world, but you're supposed to have plenty of money while you're here, so this world can't control you. I wish somebody would tell me I'm preaching up in here. Don't you think this type of preaching all over the world? Because most preachers scared of you.
That's right.
And they're not going to tell you the truth. And they don't want what that word is, insult you, or not the word insult, so another word on you. Offend you. Because they need the $80 you give them. So they can't tell you the whole truth.
Right.
You gotta make sure you're happy.
Yeah.
I don't care nothing about your happiness this morning. I want you to get a breakthrough. I want you to know what God wants you. I don't care if you're mad or sad. I know God wants you to know the truth about this. And the body of Christ, this church is not only, this church is not just here, it's around the world. That this apostolic mantle of finances got to fall on all of you all to handle the situation that is coming. They're going to try to squeeze the church out. They don't like the gospel to be preached. They want the gospel to be broke.
Ecclesiastes 10:19.
What translation it is?
Message Bible.
Ecclesiastes 10:19, Message Bible. Put it up there for me. The Message Bible. I want y'all to see this. He woke me up, John. He said, money make the world go round. Yes, he's not talking about spiritually now. He's talking about just going to the store and getting what you want.
Yeah.
Laughter and bread go together, uh-huh. And wine gives sparkle to life, uh-huh. But it's money. Yeah, go ahead and write it down. Put it down in your Ecclesiastes 10:19 in the Message Bible. Just put it down so you get the organ about it. Go read it again. He's talking about the natural side. We're trying to talk about the spiritual side. But where we at now? We in the world, right? Where heaven at? On the inside of us. Sit down. Let me close. Let's deal with tithing. Come on, I see y'all line up. Let's deal with tithing and not seeing results. You've been tithing, but you're not seeing the results, $100. Not seeing no result. I won't make you raise hand on that. That's $500. That's $500. Listen. Let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. And don't lie either. I'm going to ask two questions, and one of them is going to make you real mad. Are you sitting up here and you're not a tither? You got a revelation greater than tithing. Your business is greater than tithing. You're going to suffer. That little Mickey Mouse check you get is not for you to live on. You tied off of that thing, and it gives you a real living. My second question is, and I want to deal with this, are you tithing? You've been tithing for a long time, but not seeing the results. That's wrong, too. And my job to correct that. If you've been tithing for a protected period of time, you ought to be coming out or out. See, tithing packs a debt cancellation anointing. Write that down. Woo! Tithing packs a debt cancellation anointing. He told me to say it to you this way. Tithing is wealth usher. Tithing is prosperity usher. Your tithing angels are waiting on you. They can't go until you give the tithe. There are angels that can't work for you if you're not a tither. There are a set of angels that only works for tithers. Malachi 3:10 is so simple. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Storehouse is the place where you worship, that there may be meat in my house. That's his house. That preachers won't have to be begging and reading 19 scriptures you had tithe, at time for tithing offering. And, oh, man. And prove me now, yeah. The Lord said, prove me, said the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven, not one window. I'm going to open a bunch of windows. Windows of heaven. Come on, daughter. And pour you out a blessing. Wow. Y'all reading this? I receive. Yeah, $600. I receive. Yeah, it's a little sore there. She give $500 following her mom. I will not open you the windows of heaven. Prove me not. If I would not open you the windows of heaven and pull you out of blessing. How many of y'all seeing that? Now look at, read that last part. I found a gift in my Bible, $1,100, and it was from the 25th of December last year. In no way that money would have been in my Bible 25 or 30 years ago. I missed no seed. I missed nothing. And I told my secretary to call the lady and apologize to her for not having her seed in the ground. But that have happened to me more than one time. And money just come. I was in my restroom. In my house, my personal, and look in the trash can, it was full of money. I don't know if money fell in there, just money. I just tried to pick money about the trash can. Money, I said, my God. I use $100 bills for bookmarkers. I was using a dollar. And Lord, you gonna keep putting that in there? So I went to 50, you know, while I left off reading that book. Yeah, in my library. And the Lord said, put 100 in there. Put 100 in there. I'm trying to intimidate somebody up in here and trying to get you to get all upset, because you need to get upset because you don't understand the revelation what the Lord is trying to give you. Look at the 11th verse. Satan robbing you. Steve coming up with the steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. But I'm come that you might have life and more abundantly. How do I stop the thief? Tithe. What did he say in verse 11? I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he should not destroy the fruit of your grounds. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. I'm going to take care of you. Here's why I want you to tithe. Verse 12. And all nations, could God Almighty, shall call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. That's a tither, man. Take it personal. Write this down. I said it before, but I'm going to say it again. It takes faith to tithe. What I said? And you can't really last long as a fake tither. Take faith to tithe. You got to keep on tithe. Just keep on tithe. Don't care what happened. Just keep on. Don't care what break down. Just keep on tithing. Isaiah 55:11 in your notes. You know the word when we're not turning to avoid. If you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it, right? Now, you got that voice, but I want you to go to Proverb 10 now. Proverb 10:3. You cannot be a fake tithe. Proverbs 10:3. Come on. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. Oh, my. Oh, my. After you heard the revelation of tithing, and you're not a tither, you're wicked. You're living off wicked finances. That's why it's so famished. Don't blame me. Read the word. Go to the next verse. He becomes poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. I mean, how y'all read that? You get all spiritual. What do you see there? You cannot be a fake tither only by mouth. In 2 Timothy 3:5. I'm going to have to close in a minute. 2 Timothy 3:5. You cannot be a fake tither only by mouth, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Go to the next verse. What I did, preach her out of here, or she going to get something? I preach out of here. She gone? Or she gone to do some business? I'm talking to you, Usher. She gone or gone to the restroom? She going to the restroom? How you know? You ain't preach that, you preach somebody out of here. Some want to go, but they just saving face. They're holding on to that seat. Oh, my goodness. What else he going to say? I don't know. All I know is my job is to tell you the truth and have scriptures to show it to you. That's all I'm doing. I haven't said one thing that God didn't back me up this morning. It's in the Word. See, to preach this, my daughter, you have to be living a proven tither life. I proved it already.
Yes,
see? God wants you to prove his word.
Yes,
I don't care how Mickey Mouse your salary is, take 10%. If you're making a dollar a month, take 10 cents and throw it. And you will not stay at that level much longer. It's a divine plan that God has set up for his children, and Satan has tried to disorganize it because he wants you on worldly finances. He don't want you on worldly finances. He wants you where he can run you. He can rule you. He can limit you. But yet you say you're a child of God, the Most High God. You have to have a route to take. Things from the heaven does not happen automatically. Because if it do, Satan will oppose God. But when a person do it by faith, Satan can't oppose it. Second Timothy 3:5, set of six. Six is good. I'd be 105. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lust. Oh Lord, God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. If you're not tired, then you're that silly woman. You a silly Christian. If you stand up and you're not tithing, you're the most silly Christian I ever seen in my life. Wonder how many members we're going to lose today. Man said, he took a church over, and the church grew from what? 2,500 to what? 1,500. To 1,500. Was 1,000 didn't like what he was saying. And they went and found them a secular church. Because it's a secular church, everything the preacher say, they agree with you. They're supposed to be changing you, challenging you, calling you to a higher place. Not saying something just to satisfy you and make you feel good emotionally. We need some breakthroughs up in here. You know life is not fair. You know this system is not fair. They hire who they want. They shut down who they want. But once you become a tither, they can't shut you down no more. Nobody. Tithing is the answer to racism. Tithing the answer, I'm telling you. You a tither in no such way, no race.
Yes.
Revelation has no respect for races. Say, I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. Because I'm a tither. Make the shift, children. Make the shift. If you can't tithe, yeah, go find you a good church and tithe it. But a pastor teaching you. I say that for a reason. I'm teaching this not because I need no money, this church need no money. They got people on this line online so thousands of dollars, more than you. Tens of thousands online. Right now. They're listening right now.
Yes, sir. That's right.
We've got 5 minutes. Many who are tithers now must wake up your expectation to receive. Well, listen to me. Without making excuses to those standing by. Psalm 62:5, quickly. Psalm 62. In other words, I don't have, when you're a tither and the Lord starts blessing you, you don't have to make no excuse. My soul went down only upon God for my expectation. Hallelujah! Is from Him. I said, my expectation is from Him. I said, I'm not ashamed to say it, my expectation is from Him. No, you didn't hear me. The scripture said, my expectation is from Him. Glory to God. Psalm 112, verse 1. I'm going to tell you where you're supposed to be living now. And you're not there because you're not a tither. Or you're a tither, and I have to teach tithers revelation. That's $1,200. And made out to Leroy Thompson, too. I know him. Do you know him? Listen now. Many who are tithers now, boy, I ain't gonna ask you though. I won't ask you who's a tither, but I don't wanna ask it. Because I don't wanna make nobody lie. But finally, in this series, I'm gonna ask. I gotta teach it a good while. But finally, one Sunday morning, I'm gonna ask all tithers to stand up. After a protracted preaching of time, I got to find out, John, if somebody getting a hold of it. So at least you better tie it up to that time. Now, Psalm 112 is where, as a righteous person, is where you're supposed to be living. He said, praise ye the Lord. You see what he said? Yes. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. Go to the next verse. Oh, my. His seed shall be what? Mighty upon earth, and the generation of the upright shall be what? Yes. Now look at verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness. How you talk about wealth and riches with righteousness?
Go together. Go together.
Wealth and riches and righteousness. No, I love God. For a long time, the church kept wealth and riches separated from God. That's who wealth and riches go with. Psalm 24:1 said, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in the world. And then God said, all the silver is mine, all the gold is mine. And you down here broke? You down here living like a bastard? And your sons and daughters of God? You're supposed to have it. And it does not supposed to have you. Have it and keep me first. Have it and keep me first. Enjoy it and keep me first. I'll close with an old Baptist song. Hush. Hush, somebody calling my name. Oh, hush, hush, somebody calling my name. Lord calling your name. You see, he's showing you this economic crisis. I close. This economic crisis that is hitting the scene is not Satan, is God. Watch me now. Is God putting his hand back. But if you in divine order, he never put his hand back from you. So let me give you a revelation as the Holy Ghost give it to me. What's going on now, and you're going to see more, is God putting his hand back from them that disrespect him. But those who respect him, his hand is a covering. Tell three people I'm covered.